This is Adeje Adebowale, and it's News Instant Sports, the best sporting show in the whole of the universe. I have here with me today my second live guest ever on the show. Give it up to the Hamilton finest, an avid Manchester United fan, Dami Lodtun. Introduce yourself to the
Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's interesting to be here. And it's very exciting to be talking about Manchester United, the best football club in the world.
Oh, wow.
You can't be that. You can't be that.
True that. Talking about United, they probably have the richest history, apart from Liverpool, in the whole of England.
That's debatable.
Exactly. Arguably, the number two club in the whole of the United
Kingdom. I don't think that.
I know you wouldn't. That's why I have to say that. I have to put that out there as well. But we'll be just discussing a lot of topics with Lotu today, talking about United, their transfer activities, the Ronaldo saga, and of course, what next for United. And Lotu, I'm going to start with Cristiano Ronaldo.
Right.
Ronaldo, we all know, is like one of the best that ever graced the football game. He came to United last season, scored a couple of goals for you guys. It's breaking it down statistically. It might look, he did not score a lot of goals spread across different things, but it helped push for the Europa League that United will be playing this season. The board were proactive enough to get someone like Ten Hag, who I think is a replica of Pep Guardiola, a school of total football coming from the Dutch league as well, which makes a whole lot of difference. But here's the real question. Cristiano, with the way he went about downing tools for United, just this weekend against Real Vallecano, Ronaldo left after halftime that he was hooked off. And you look at it, I'm like, okay, Ronaldo, you can't. He just came back, for crying out loud. Nobody's going to give you 90 minutes. You need match fitness, and we have guys that will be prosecuting the Premier League next in the course of this week, or Friday, or Saturday, you know. And you're looking at, why is Ronaldo behaving this way? Why is he touting himself around the whole of Europe trying to look for?
So for me, I think Ronaldo is a sellable product, right? So everything about him is newsworthy, right?
Yeah,
so
true that.
And it's interesting. We all know how English press play, right? It's interesting how Ronaldo is in the news for all sort of bad things. Yeah. Talking about yesterday incidents, it was discussed with the coach.
Mm.
It was agreed and discussed with the coach. It was just a devil advocate kind of thing, right? Because he left with Diego Dalot.
Oh, nice.
And everybody cropped that away and focused, shine all the light on Ronaldo. And it was agreed because, you know, there were a couple of guys in the stadium yesterday that didn't play.
Yeah.
Because they played day before yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And the coach agreed for them because of their recovery. You guys can leave.
Mm.
Because they are not like expected audience, right?
Yeah.
They are better off to be well recovered before Brighton's game, right?
Yeah, so 100%.
It was agreed with the coach. But you know, there's an African adage that says that, you know, we can hear the same thing but interpret it differently. So that's the situation with Ciro Ronaldo. When I hear people say it's downing tools, I'll say it, for me, it's not downing tools. It's about you prioritizing yourself. Ronaldo is 37. Everybody knows he's 37. Maybe this is the last season he's going to play. He had a whole lot of expectation last season. But where did Manchester United board land him? In a team that is underperforming that the whole of last season, he was still able to, I don't know how he does this thing, he was still able to get over 20 goals. For a team that really serves the striker. So when people talk about Ronaldo downing tools, I always be like, I beg to disagree. You're only, if you're an avid Manchester United fan, you know this, Ronaldo is more than a Manchester United player. He's a fan. So for him, I wouldn't say Ronaldo is downing tools. I'll say is prioritizing himself. It happens to every one of us, right? You always go for what is best for you.
Yeah,
if you feel the board are not moving in the right direction,
the
way you want to be, where you want to be, you is a brand.
Yeah, 100%.
It's bigger than some club in England.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you understand? So I wouldn't say if we were to be Sir Ronaldo, I'll not jeopardize my maybe the last year of my career for a very underperforming team that is not even appreciating me. Because last season, the rumor had it that what was coming out of the dressing room was like a lot of our young English guys were feeling threatened because it was there. This is somebody that you could learn from, leverage, and, you know, take your career to the next level. You know, all around the world, we all know that if you're talking about a professional,
Ronaldo
is a top professional. He takes care of himself. He look after himself very well. At 37, he still runs around the pitch like he's a 27. Do you understand? We see a lot of examples here and there that they are not even 30 yet, but you know
they can't do that anymore.
Yeah, right?
but my question would be, I feel. Unfortunately, I'm a Ronaldo fan as well. And I feel Ronaldo messed himself up. Tattered himself up to Chelsea. They did not want him. Tried to go to Barcelona at a point. Atletico Madrid.
I know he has come out to debunk it.
But even if he didn't debunk it, the
role of an agent is to get the best out of a player.
Yeah.
That's Mendy's work. Nobody wants him. So nobody wants him. But that is after you wouldn't know that until you've made yourself available. Right?
Yeah.
So and it's not for me. I feel a lot of time it's not even about the player. It's about the agent because you've given them the license to get the best out of the market for you.
100%.
So and you know the agents won't also go home hungry. So it's not about Ronaldo's interest alone. It's about Mendes' interest also.
As well.
You understand? This is like the biggest profile. I mean, this is biggest person in his profile.
In his profile, yeah.
So maybe he has just 1 year left to sell him. So he has to get the best out of the market for him in a very crazy market, right? So I feel, you know, he can do whatever he wants. He can, you know, it's not his fault. Because the job of a striker is to score goals. And he delivered more than 20 important goals for us.
For United last season,
He scored a lot of winning goals for Manchester United. So he did his part. So I don't think it's fair on him as a player as well. If we are blaming him, you know, even in some angles, some United fans still believe that Ronaldo is the problem, which is very... It's laughable.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very 100%. Laughable because you see a team that is underperforming so terribly. You see when you want to judge if a striker is underperforming, look at his conversion rate. Ronaldo's conversion rate was still like amongst the highest.
Yeah, in the Premier League last season. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that means it's not like he's not performing. It's that he's not getting enough service. Slot a Ronaldo into Manchester City's team last season, I can bet you that Ronaldo will have more than 40 goals.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And of course, going into the season proper, would you want to see Ronaldo as the number one striker for United? Or at this point, someone like Antonio Martial should be given a chance to lead the line for United?
So I think in the past, we've trusted Martial and he has disappointed a lot of time. We've trusted Ronaldo a lot of time and he has upheld the trust. So it's not about who, you know, we've left the period of babysitting a player not being angry for competition. Yeah. We've left that phase. Competition is supposed to bring the best out of you. We saw that with Luke Shaw.
Yeah.
You know, we saw it with Luke Shaw. Luke just saw competition. He picked his game up. He realized that if he should slack one day, that's the end of his career. You know, that is what competition does. You shouldn't be saying, oh, because your tag name is Martial 9, you just want to carry the jersey. No, football is no more like that, right? For me, if I were to be the coach, which I think what that is also the thought of the coach. That is why he kept on saying, Ronaldo is not for sale. I want him on my team. He has seen something. Everybody keeps saying it doesn't fit Ten Hag's team. No coach would have a Ronaldo in his team and would not rely on him. All you need to do is build your team around him if you're a good coach. It's only if you're a coach that is not flexible. Give an Ancelotti Ronaldo. And, you know, you'll see what he's going to make out of him.
Out of them, yeah.
You know, only if you're a very fixated kind of coach that you will not want a Ronaldo. Because he's very reliable, very dependable. And for me, I'll say there's enough room for the two of them. Ronaldo is 37. There's so much he can do.
Yeah, true that.
So if he feels that he's truly capable, he should stay happy. And fight Ronaldo for the jersey.
And see if he can do that.
Right.
All right, perfect. Another joyous thing for you guys. You've been terrible with the transfer market so far.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to say this, but I strongly feel United overpaid for Lisandro Martinez. It's not worth that amount. £57 million is too much for a player of his caliber.
Mm-hmm.
But it brings dexterity, hunger, youthfulness to the team. We know Varane for all his accolades and all the awards that he has won in the past,
which he's not been able to show
he has not been able to replicate that at United, and he's injury prone again. Harry Maguire, you don't know the kind of Harry Maguire is going to come on a daily basis. Lindelof is error prone.
Yeah,
same with everybody. Baye as well, who could be moving out of United before the end of the transfer market. Phil Jones is just Phil Jones.
Yeah.
He has never lived up to that expectation ever since he started at United from Blackburn Rovers many years ago. So, how do you think Lisandro will fit into the team? Do you think it's going to be the solution and be the needed help, especially for someone slow like Harry Maguire?
So, let me start by saying, for me, overpaying is relative.
True that.
So I wouldn't say we overpaid. The money is there. If we don't pay for a good player, our owners are going to share the money in dividends. So let's keep
which includes you as well.
Yeah, since the ownership of Man U by the Glazers, they've shared the most in dividends in the whole of Premiership.
Yeah, true that.
So if they are not buying players, then we have ourselves to, you know, the fans suffer it. So I don't care if we overpay. I don't care about the balance sheet. It's a game. So I don't care how much our players are worth.
Worth or not.
You understand?
Fair enough.
What I worry much about is, are we playing interesting football? Unlike last season, do I want to watch our games or I want to be following it on live scores? Do you understand? Because it was terrible last season. So that is about overpayment. It's relative. For a club like Manchester United, I don't see that amount as a big deal. Maybe we have a slim budget in the transfer market. And for us to be following De Jong for this period, it shows that we don't have a slim budget. So if we can cough out money, let's buy a good defender. And in terms of how he's going to slot in, I feel that it's an easy slotting in. Because right now, we have a lot of defenders that are culpable of mistakes.
Yeah.
Easy mistakes. High school mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you see, sometimes I wonder if I'll do better than Harry Maguire. Despite the fact that I'm terrible with, I'm a terrible footballer. Right? So, that is it. I feel that
80 pound man.
Yeah.
80 million pound man.
That's about, so if we could pay 80 million for Harry Maguire, I don't see any reason why we could not pay roughly around 50 million for Martinez. He's coming from a division, but it doesn't mean anything. We've seen a lot of players come from lower divisions and, you know, even not championship side.
Yeah.
And they come to Premiership slotting and you'll be thinking, oh, where has this gem been since all this while?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And, you know, for me, I feel that our team, it comes with something that we've lacked for so long, right? A left-footed center defender, right? So it's something that, you know, sometimes you wonder if we have a left-footed central defender, would there are some goals we'll be able to avoid, avoidable goals. And one thing the funny thing is, everybody calling me a dwarf, is very short for a central defender, premiership is high football. When I look at the head-to-head comparison with all our defenders, he jumps more than them.
He
wins eyeball more than them. So it's not about the physique. It's about what is in the head. And you know, it's a new coach that is coming in. He needs guys that he trusts, at least in every aspect of the team. So if he has somebody that can champion his cause in the defense line, he has somebody that he trusts in the midfield, and has somebody that he trusts in the attack and understand his style of play, it's going to be easy win. And that is why I feel, and for me, I feel he's already gotten Pogba's jersey. So that is an indication that he's going to be a starter. And I don't see any competition for him.
So
right now,
who would you I'll say
our best pairing will be Martinez and Bailly on his good day. On his good day. Because he's versatile. Bailly too is very good on the ball. He's very comfortable with the ball, very confident. The only thing is Bailly can be Bailly. Do you understand?
But what if Varane is LD?
So the problem with Varane is Varane is solid, but Varane has not shown Varane to us. Do you understand?
Yeah.
We bought him with a lot of high hopes. We bought him with a lot of expectation, a lot of leadership. But you know,
he has not been able to deliver those.
And you know, I don't right now. I feel the best way to help Varane is not to pressure him more. Right?
True
so
that.
If he's good to play, if he's fit, see, you know, Ole is everything. But I like what he did with Cavani. Cavani plays when he feels like he's healthy enough to play. So they can do something like that with Varane. Don't rush him. Create a lot of backup for him. Let him heal from whatever he's suffering from. Do you understand? Minimize the number of and you know, we are starting a new season. It's going to be a very long season as well because there's World Cup in December. So because of the World Cup in December, I feel that we need a lot, a very well-rounded and very big squad. So we need all the help that we can get from any quarters.
But not from Jesus.
So Phil Jones came in our game against Watford last season, and he played better than Harry Maguire. So you know, maybe who knows? It might be too soon for us to write him off. We know what he did when he was at Blackburn Rovers. We know what he did at the first season in Man U. And you know, a lot of times people I feel are not being fair to Phil Jones. Phil Jones was never a central defender. He was a four. When we bought him, it was just because of his versatility that he caught the eye of Alex Ferguson. And Ferguson felt, okay, this is a player I can use as a four and a six, especially because the season before, we had a lot of injuries in the back line. So it's not, I feel that it's somebody that is still struggling with identity.
I don't agree with you.
So the thing is, he struggled with identity
for a very long time.
A lot of, so for example, and a good example would be Tazumbe. I do not see any way in the next 5 years that he's going to be in the defense line of Man U. But last season when he played a four, I've forgotten the game, maybe Young Boys, that he played four. I think he did relatively okay. So sometimes it might not be, you know, sometimes you might think this is the best position of a guy. But just try him somewhere. See Eric Bay, Blind now. Blind came to Man U as a four. When he got to Man U, we tried him as a defender. Now he's back in Ajax and he's doing well as a defender. Do you understand? So sometimes it might not be like what I feel I can do. It might be what truly I am. So I feel, you know, but for me, I feel Lisandro Martinez is a very good deal for us, especially because other team wanted him. Because that is the problem with Man U. A lot of time we pay crazy money for players that nobody even wants, and you wonder, especially players you don't even know shit about. You know, sorry, pardon my language. You know. You wonder who our scouts are. you know, yeah. So
who scouts all these kind of players?
Yeah, you know. So for me, I feel that is a straight. We don't have any left central defender,
and it's going to be
very strong. Very, we saw a glimpse of him in our game, although it was a draw.
Yeah,
but, you know, we saw a glimpse. We saw his leadership. What's
capable of doing?
Yeah, we saw his leadership skill. We saw how he can quickly run back and how he can quickly support the attack as well.
Yeah.
How he can bump forward, you know.
Yeah.
So I feel the days is still young.
Yeah.
But you know, let's see how it goes.
All right.
I wish him the very best of luck.
Perfect. And of course, the second to the last question will be Christian Eriksen.
Okay.
The man that came back from the dead.
Okay.
He's back. Yeah. We all understand what Eriksen can do.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably one of the best playmakers I've seen. In the last couple of years in the Premier League.
Since he debuted in mm-hmm. Premiership, he has had the second highest assist in whole of Premiership.
Oh, wow. That gives
And that's somebody that has been on holiday from Premiership for so long.
Yeah.
He played at Inter.
So
for him to have the second highest number of assists since he debuted, so that is something.
So now the question is, who starts? Bruno Fernandes
or Eriksen,
you're going to play both together?
So we can already see the mindset of the coach. He has tried the two of them together.
Mm-hmm.
He tried it over the weekend. We've seen it. So for me, I feel Bruno for a long time as... We all like Bruno, right? But for a very long time, he has been behaving like all these sports brats. He needs to grow up. Manchester United needs Bruno, but he needs to grow up. You know, he's good. Another thing is, I might be wrong, but my perspective of Bruno is he's more suited to a particular kind of play. He's going to have his own days, but. For me, I'll tout Eriksen to start ahead of Bruno. Because Bruno is with all his Hollywood passes, all his you know, I see him as an 8 that or a 10 that gets the ball and wants to release the ball immediately. I think the 21st or the 22nd century coaches want you to retain the ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be sure of where your striker is
and
release the ball.
Yeah.
And that is why you see that the completion rate of Bruno is very, very poor when you compare him with the likes of De Bruyne, you compare him with the likes of Partey and other guys in other clubs, right? Mm-hmm. So he collects the ball. I like his foresight.
Yeah.
He thinks before he gets the ball. But sometimes people move around. So you still need to revalidate and be sure where you want to throw the ball. Yeah. So, but I think you know it's. I don't see a competition. You know, I don't see a competition for Eriksen right now, especially with what I've seen him do. Yeah, he came in as a substitute against Atletico Madrid, and immediately he came. He had 3 assists.
Wow!
Immediately he came. You understand? Yeah. So that is what has been lacking in Manchester United. Because anybody playing Man U, if it's not the top 6 club, wants to build a very big barricade.
Exactly.
So we need somebody that does
that
not
unlock those
with killer passes, can shoot and make sense.
Mm.
You understand? We don't want somebody that wants to shoot and will be doing try and error.
Yeah.
You know? See, I feel
that is life. That's life, man.
That is reality, right?
That's
and
life,
that is why Bruno was very successful under Ole. Because I don't see Ole as a fantastic coach. I'm sorry to say that. But I see him as somebody that relies on individualism. Which is why you see that a lot of time we retain pressure. Then ball gets to Bruno. Then he throws it and it goes to Rashford. And Rashford blessed with his speed.
Yeah.
Faces the goalkeeper and scores the goal. So now we want to enjoy football. We want somebody that will retain the ball, look well, and pass. I see a future of struggle for Bruno, really, under Ten Hag. He's one of the players I see to struggle under Ten Hag. And because his style of play does not necessarily suit what Ten Hag wants to do. But the good thing is, he's played in Portuguese league. And he's played in other positions before he came to Man U.
Mm-hmm.
So I see him as somebody that we can push away from that assist role.
Yeah.
To maybe, I don't see him deeper because he's somebody, he cries too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't use him deeper, but maybe to the side.
You can play him as a false nine.
Maybe a false nine. Man City did it last season, and they did it very well. He has good eyes for goals.
100%. Right?
So 100%. You can't take that away from him. And, you know, I don't see Ronaldo playing all our 38 matches, right?
100%.
So, and I don't see him even playing all of them. The ones that he's playing, I don't see him playing everything 90 minutes.
90 minutes, exactly.
You know, we needed him 90 minutes last season because we were relying on Fergie time, right? So I would expect us to be winning games in the first half. Yeah. And we've seen that in this preseason that the mentality of Ten Hag is, you know,
he's rubbing off on the players,
and his style of play is, you know, let's quickly get what we want to do. Don't let us wait for these guys to be tired and be relying on counter attack and all those. Let's play them. So I'll see us scoring more first half goals.
Hmm.
You understand? So if we scored a lot of first half goals, I would not expect Ronaldo to be finishing all our matches, especially at 37, right?
All right, so perfect. Thank you very much for that, Blotto. And to the final question, you sound so optimistic, and I like your level of optimism. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't lie, if I'm a United fan as well with Ten Hag, I'll be very appreciative of the fact that what I think he will be able to bring to the team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The mentality, the style of play, amongst other things. Where do you think United will potentially finish this season?
So I'll say it's still a work in progress. I don't want us to pressurize the guy. For me, if we can make Champions League, it's fine for me. Even if we can't, for me, I what I'm more looking forward is play exciting football, have an identity, know the kind of teams that will play, and I can watch and relax that we are going to, this is a walkover, unlike last season. Brentford was playing us like Barcelona. No, that's, you know, I want to, you know, let's take United back to, and that is why I preferred Ten Hag over Pochettino, because we've seen him.
Yeah.
We've seen Pochettino, but let's use a guy that we've not seen. Let's see what he can do.
Capable of
See what he can, you know. And the most exciting thing for me is that, you know, this is guys that has built players, is a coach.
Yeah,
he's not a manager.
Mm-hmm.
He's a coach. You see, we've all seen video clips of what he does on the training ground.
Well,
so he understands the nitty gritty of football, especially because he was for a very long time training the academies. He did that for Bayern Munich under Pep. So you know, he's somebody that understands the basics of football, which is missing in Man U. You know, there are some things that you see that in the final third, you expect maybe Bruno to drop a pass. Then he shoots. And you wonder that, okay, even me, I'm not a professional footballer. I know the right thing for you to do here is to pass.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Yeah, so those are the basic things that I want to see improvement on. Wow. I'm not really particular about where we finish. I'm not really particular about winning a trophy. I don't think we've invested enough to win any trophy. Because, you know, I feel we have a depleted team compared to last season.
Yeah.
Because Pogba has gone, we've not replaced him.
Mm-hmm.
Cavani has gone, we've not replaced him. Matic has gone, we've not replaced him. Lingard has gone.
Wamata
has gone. And a couple of guys will still go before the end of the season. So I feel we have a depleted team. So for me, I'm not going into next season to win anything. I'm going into next season to enjoy football.
Have an identity.
Sit on my couch. Have my beer if I want to drink. And, you know, think about, this is where we are going. This is what the guy is trying to do. Unlike last season that, you know, you don't even understand what the coach is trying to do.
Yeah, true that.
Do you understand? You know, let's see. And you know, wherever we finish, you know, so far we can still play European football. I'm happy, you know, if all this excitement still continues. Because I'm really, really looking forward to a very successful season for us.
All right, guys. Thank you very much, Lotto, for your wonderful time. I'm so excited. I'm so happy that we could have an ocean of knowledge, especially in terms of Manchester United and for you, Old Trafford faithfuls, to meet you again when we bring another star to our show. We hope we can afford Lotto to bring him back pretty soon. But if we can't, we'll bring another star to the show. My name is Sinaleji Adebowale. Don't stop supporting sports. Bye, guys.
Thank you.